This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Sim Kuf Mem Gimel Siv Dalet. The Rama made a Hachra. The opinion of the Agur is that even if there's an outright mistake in a Sefer Torah, you don't take out a new one, because the new one will probably have some kind of mistake, at least b'chaseres v'yaseres. The opinion of the Beis Yosef is, even if there's a mistake with chaseres v'yaseres, you do take out a new one. The Rama is machria, that if there's a real mistake, you take out a new one. If there's just a mistake with chaseres v'yaseres, you don't take out a new one, because probably the new one will also have a mistake with chaseres v'yaseres. Then we brought up another important halacha. B'shas hadchak, the Rama says, that Tzibur only has one puzzle Sefer Torah. There's no way to fix it. There is an opinion, the Kol Bayin, the Avodraham says, you could make a bracha on it. However, v'yesh paislam. We're middle Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chavtes, v'yesh paislam. So far what the Mishnah Berurah says is the Yesh Paisrim is in line with what the Mechaber said earlier in Siv Gimel, and what the Achoinim were Soisim L'chadchila, that you cannot take it out L'chayves Hayom. However, if you began reading and then you found a mistake and there's no other Sefer Torah, there is a Yesh Oimim. Namely, there's an opinion brought in the Magen Avraham this way, that you finish the Shiva Kruim and Mevarachim L'fanel L'achreha, and the Noi Behuda says, no, you're making too many brachas in a pasul Sefer Torah. The first guy who made the bracha to begin with, let him hang around there. You call up other people. The new people you call up make no bracha. And the first guy, the starter, will be the finisher also, will be the closer also. And he'll also say the Haftarah and the Navi with the bracha. Some say, no, you can't. You can't say a bracha on the Haftarah with the bracha, since the Kriya was not a full-fledged Kriya. We're up to Ad Kan L'Shaynai. That is the language of the Shar Ephraim. V'ayin b'pischei sham shekosev shegam hadog m'vava moide b'choz ha'ayin sham. V'im nimtza ha'tos b'shlishi. Oy b'shar ha'oilen achar siyam kriyasan shaber chobracha achroina. What if the mistake was found in the third aliyah? Or any of the other oilim after you finish reading and they made a bracha achra. In other words, let's say you called someone up. You didn't know it was a pasul Sefer Torah. He made a bracha before, he made a bracha after. and now you're stuck with a pasul Sefer Torah. Then the halacha is, v'ein sham Sefer Torah. Think what that means is between Sheni and Shlishi. The reader should read the other parshios ad gemar hasedra b'loy bracha, and then also the haftorah without a bracha. The only time you're going to make a bracha on the haftorah is if what we saw before, that his chilul likrois va'achar kach nimtza batos. So then, if you're either going to call up everyone else to make a bracha, that was the first day. Yesh oimrim degoimrim shivas kruim mevarchim lafanel ulachreha, and the dogam ravava says no. Yashlim im ha'ila hazeh shenimtza etzlei hatos. He's going to stand there and make a bracha achroina. So in a case where the Kriyas HaTorah is going to finish with a bracha, then maybe you can make the haftorah b'berchaseha. But if the mistake is found b'shlishi, I don't know why it matters that it was found in Shlishi. But apparently, I think the point is, somebody already made a bracha achrayna, and now we're trying to figure out what to do with the rest of the kriya when the Sefer Torah is pasul. So then all the other oilam will not make any brachas, and it seems like you will not make a bracha on the Haftarah either. Okay. Now let's talk about what if you're not dealing with a complete Sefer Torah, you're dealing with Chumashim. In other words, it's written on parchment, but they're written separately. Bereishis, Shemais, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim. V'im Chumash Echad Shalem B'loi Ta'as. If you have a complete Chumash without a mistake, you could be makel to read in that chumash, even though there's a mistake in the others.
I have a share. I'm going down.
Okay. So I think in this case it is a sefer a complete sefer Torah, meaning all the chumash are written with one gilyan. However, there is a mistake in one of them. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Chumash Echad. Haynu shekol sefer Torah begilyon echad. Right. The whole sefer Torah is in one scroll. Ela she'ein shalem b'lei tois ela chumash echad. But you only have one sefer Torah. You only have one, excuse me, chumash. Correct. The other chumashim have mistakes in it. Aval ein sham kiyam chumash echad. So l'kuli alma ain't koyim bar. According to everyone, you can't read in it. K'la elba sif beis. Right, but if there's only one chumash, in other words, when the Rama says that if one chumash is shalem b'loy tos, he doesn't mean you just have a bereishis, you just have a shemais, you just have a vayikra. You have chamishe chumshe Torah written in one scroll. However, all the other chumashim have mistakes in it, but you have one chumash intact without a mistake. You're allowed a yesh lahakel. Yesh lahakel likrois ba'isei chumash. But if all you have is one scroll, avalam ein sham kiyam chumash echad, according to everyone, you can't read in it. That's what we said in Siv Beis. In Siv Beis, we pointed out it has to be a chumash shalem. He says, im kasu kol chumash levadai, afila beglilik sefer Torah ein karen bai. We also pointed out there's a chiddush of Rav Meir Arik, Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, that in Sefer Bamidbar, if you have a mistake before Vayhiven Saya Ha'arayin, you could read Vayhiven Saya or after because each one is considered a sefer by itself. Mishnah Berurah continues, Yesh Lahakel, Hainu, afila das hayish poisim anal da asra afila b'shasat chak. Even according to the Yesh Poislim, that Aser B'Shasat Chak, when there's a mistake, Kolzeh hu im hapsul nimtza ba'oisei chumash aroitz likrois bay. That's all if the mistake is in the chumash that you want to read in. Avo b'chumashim hashleimim, but in the whole chumashim, ein lahachmer B'Shasat Chak. B'Shasat Chak, you don't have to be machmer, kim chal kapanim b'chilek zeh shu koyer bay hu shalim. This is not analogous to if you just have a Bereshis or you just have a Shemais. Ukidal There it's different. It's not card for the tzibor to read in one chumash. Masha'en kein hacha, as opposed over here, sheyesh kol hachamisha chumashim biyachad, that you have all five books together. Likrois, right? So loymar bibracha. You could even make a bracha, va'ayin biber halacha. It's interesting, in the Ber Halacha, he says, look in the Mishnah Berurah, where we conclude that you could even make a bracha. But if you look in the Ber Hagra, the Gra brings that from Rashi, it's mashma, we're not lenient legabi this, and the Ran brings this in the name of the Rashba, and that only works according to one answer in the Rashba. The Shari Ephraim says it is not the minog to be makel, that if there's a mistake in one of the Chumashim, to be lenient in the others, says the Bir Halacha, no. Hanoyig l'hakel b'zeh in limchais b'yaday. The Chazon Ish also question this kula, but lamaisa, the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha concludes that if you want to be soimich on it, we won't be moicha. And it's a very important kula to know. For if a shul only has one sefer Torah or one kasher sefer Torah, if he found a mistake in Parshas Vayechi, or for whatever reason you can't fix it, but at least you could read after that sefer, after sefer Bereishis, you could read the other svarim. Okay, hey, Beis HaKnesses she'en b'hem mishi yodei likrois ela echad. Let's say a shul only one person knows how to lean. Yivarech, he should make a bracha, v'yikra k'tzas psukim, v'yivarech la'achreyem, v'choyze l'varech tchila, v'koyre k'tzas psukim, v'varech la'achreyem. V'chen yase kampam, k'mispar ha'oylam, shal oysa ayyam. Basically, this is going on the opinion that back in the day, the person who got the aliyah leaned. Or, if you didn't lean, you had to at least know how to say along with the Baal Koyre. But what if you only have one guy in the shul who knows how to say along with the Baal Koyre? So then, only the Baal Koyre will get aliyos, and he'll get called up 7 times. Lamaisa, if you remember, we pointed out that nowadays we're lenient, even if someone doesn't know how to read after the Baal Koyre, because we call up even someone who's blind. It says Mishmura, wrote Salamish, she'enem yodim likrois achare ha'shel tzibra mila b'mila metech ha'ksav. They can't read after the she'el tzibra word by word. V'ha'mechaber ozol l'tamei b'sim kuflam etes sif beis. The mechaber is going according to his shita that he said earlier, the kasav sham, de'ba'oifen zel lo yala. That if you can't read after the Balkari, you can't take an aliyah. Achein l'fi ma'ashikasra ha'mashom b'sif gimel da'anu koim ha'fil ama aretz. Nowadays we call up people that are Ame Aretz, they can't read Hebrew. They can't read after the Baal Kari. Then Nishtana Hateva over here. The din changes. We're going to call up 7 guys. One guy, a bigger Ame Aretz than the next. Ame Aretz, he could learn Taisus, he just can't read Hebrew. Yeah? He can't read after the Baal Kari. Every word the Baal Kari says, he botches. He mispronounces. He could still get an aliyah. So it's better to call up 7 random oilam than the same guy 7 times. The shots will be mighty them. That the mechaber is going l'shitase. But nowadays, the din changes. Nowadays that we call up even Amay Haaretz, the din would change. Okay? What an accommodation we make to love other Jews. Even though they can't read, we'll still call them up for an aliyah, according to the Ramah. Okay, we're going to start now momentarily. Let me bring up the Maramaka.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.